Shalom to all. Today's office about Basar Daf Nun Zayin. We're starting a little bit into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Biyakam Moshe Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah El Leilu Nishmas Mars Rivka Basar Meir Zev Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah and Beschos Esther Chaya Bas Miriam. She should be blessed with the Fruah Shleima Bekar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing Chazaka, but over here it's not regarding taking a land away, meaning being there for 3 years. It's referring to the right to a certain Hishtamshus in a property. The person did this in a Chatzer or in a property of sorts, and he now has a Chazaka that he's allowed to continue doing it because a machal was not made. So Mishnah tells us, Eil dvarim sheyesh lahen chazaka, v'eil dvarim she'ein lahen chazaka. The following things have a chazaka, the following things cannot have a chazaka. Hayamad behem b'chatzer, if a person takes his animal and puts it in a chatzer, or tana rechai mekirayim, he places an oven, a millstone, or a stove inside a chatzer, or a megat tarna goylim, he's raising chickens, or v'naisin zvalei b'chatzer, he places his zevel, his fertilizer in a chatzer. In all these cases, ain't a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Just because the owner of the chatzer did not protest this action, that doesn't mean that this guy now has a chazaka and he has the right to continue doing this action. Aval also mechitzel behemtoy. But if he made some sort of mechitza, some sort of wall or partition for his animal, kvar asar tvarchem has to be at least 10 tvarchem tall. And v'chein l'tana, v'chein l'kirayim, v'chein l'reichayim. In regards to the oven, stove, or mill, if he made some sort of mechitza for it, or hechnas targolim b'soy chabayos, if he put chickens inside the house, v'asam akam l'zivloy, or if he made a place for his fertilizer, amik shloisha, agvay shloisha, he was either 3 tvarchem deep or 3 tvarchem high. So then harezu chazaka, it's a valid chazaka and he's allowed to continue doing this if the owner of the chatzar did not protest. So the Gemara asks, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Right now we're understanding that it's a random guy doing these things in somebody else's chatzar. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Usually a person is going to protest a random person bringing their animal into his property. And so why are we saying that if he brings his animal inside, it's not a chazaka, but if he makes a fence for his animal, so then it's a chazaka. Either which way, he's a random guy that doesn't belong in his chatzar. And so Arma Ula, Ula answered, Kol she'ilu b'nechse ager kana, b'nechse chaveiroi kana, kol she'ilu b'nechse ager loy kana. It's simple, says Ula. If when a person is trying to make a chazaka in the nechasim of a ger, like we discussed previously, when a ger dies and he doesn't have any relatives, if one does a basic action in his property, he's kind of the entire thing. So if this action in the ger's property would acquire the property for him, then if he does his action in his friend's property or in this other guy's chatzer and the guy doesn't protest, so he's kind of, meaning he has the right to continue this action. But if by doing this action in the nechasim of a ger, he's not kind of that property, so by doing this action in the property of his friend, just because the owner of the chatzer didn't protest, that doesn't mean he has the continued right to do it. However, Maskalar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asks on this, Klalahu, is this really a general rule? Meaning, how could you compare making chazak on the nechasim of a ger to making chazak on somebody else's property? Barei near, what about plowing a field? The benichse ager kana, if he plows even a little bit in the property of a ger, he acquires it. Whereas benichse chaveroi, loy kana, if a person's trying to make a chazaka in his friend's property, if he plowed there, that's not a proper chazaka, as we learned previously. And furthermore, barei achilas peiros, eating from the fruit which is in the property, the benichse chaveroi, kana, if he's trying to make a chazaka on his friend's property, that is valid kenyan, but benichse ager, loy kana, simply taking fruit that's in the property of a ger is not an official kenyan. So you can't compare these two things. The Gemara says you're right. Elam Rav Nachman, Rav Barvua, we have a totally different answer. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah? Nun zayin on based on the top. Hacha b'chatzar shutvan askinon. Over here in the Mishnah, we're talking about a jointly owned chatzar. We're not talking about a random guy going into somebody else's chatzar and using it. We're talking about two partners that own a chatzar and they're both allowed to use it. Just sticking something inside the chatzar, one partner's not makbid on the other, and just because he didn't make a macha, that's not a reason to allow the other guy to continue doing it. Or is that mechitza kapti? They are makbid about mechitzas. Shutvin usually are makbid if a guy is going to start building a fence within their jointly owned chatzar, trying to mark off that this area belongs to me, and in that situation, if he doesn't make a macha, if he doesn't protest, then we could say the other guy made a chazaka and he's allowed to continue using it for this ishtamshas. However, the Gemara continues asking on this, u'amada kedila kapti? Even just on amada, just sticking something there without building walls, people aren't makbid on each other? What are you saying? What's we have a Mishnah that says very clearly, if we have partners that were neither enough from each other, Reuven and Shimon jointly own a chatzar, and Reuven told Shimon, I'm not going to benefit from you. Shimon told Reuven, I'm not going to benefit from you. They're not even walk into the chatzar. And walking into the chatzar is similar to hamada, just putting something in the chatzar, and still we see that it's usher for them to use it because there's another v'na on each other. It must be something that they are makbid about. So Elam Rav Nachman or Rav Ravu, he answers differently. Over here, we're not talking about the chatzar, which is in front of the house. We're talking about the open area behind the house. This is what we would call a backyard. People are not makbid just sticking things there because it could be a mess and a balagan. It doesn't have to be masudar. However, if I'm mechitza kapti, they are makbid about building actual mechitzas, real walls, and that's what Mishnah is referring to. Now, Rav Papa Amar, he gives a totally different answer. Really, both these situations, our Mishnah and this other Mishnah that we quoted, the shutvin that are neither enough from each other, are usher to even walk into it. That's both talking about a chatzer, the area in front of the house. Neither of them are referring to the area behind the house. There are some people that are are just makbid type of people and some are not. So when is it that we apply this halacha that a person is makbid or he's not makbid? Because we don't know what each person's temperament is. The answer is gavi mina lakula in regards to mominess, whether or not I'm allowed to stick my animal inside, we're makel. And we say that people aren't makbid on each other, and therefore if I stick my animal in our jointly owned chatzar and you don't say anything, that's not something that I could claim chazaka on. However, gavi sura lachumra in regards to iser, meaning we're talking about a neder of an iser hana, one on the other. Ruvain said I'm not having enough from you Shimon, and Shimon said I'm not having enough from you Ruvain. That's regarding the darim, which has to do with iser. So we're machmer and we say that, you know what, maybe they are makbid on each other, and that's why the other mishnah says the shutin that are neder enough from each other are not even go into the chatzar. So here's another answer how we don't have a steer between our mishnah and that other one. Whereas Ravina answers differently. La'ilam la'kapti. Really, people are not makbid on each other. Bahamani Rabbi Lezer he. Who's his mishnah? It's Rabbi Lezer. The time you have a brass Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says afilu vitur aser mudar ana. Even vitur is aser when it comes to a neder of ana. What's this referring to? So vitur usually is translated as giving in, like being mevater to somebody. But here it's referring to a gratuity. For example, you buy 100 nuts, the pizuchim guy is going to probably throw in a few extra on the house. So this is machmer with Isra Ana, when one isn't allowed to benefit from another because of a neder, that even vitur, these small extras, are aser. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to when we say, Hashotin Shadar Ana, Zemizah, Surin Likonis Lachatzar, that even vitur, these small things, these small gratuities, things that they give in to each other, you could just walk in and out of a chatzar, even that is aser. But again, that's only according to Blazer, and our Mishnah is not going like that. And continue talking about chatzar, Hashotin, Amar Biachan, Mishum Rabbinah, Rabbi Yechon says the name Rabbinah, pay attention to this name because we're going to be bringing it up a number of times. B'chol Shotvim Akvin Zeh, in regards to all usages, Shotvim are allowed to prevent each other. One's allowed to tell the other, you are not allowed to use the chatzar for such and such a thing. Chutz Makvisa, except for doing laundry. She'ain't Dagger Shal B'nai Yisrael, his Bazal Kvisa, because not the way, it's not proper for B'nai Yisrael, the holy Jewish women, to embarrass themselves and degrade themselves regarding laundering. Usually their legs and maybe their arms are revealed as they're bending down to do laundry by the river, and it's not a proper way to go about doing things, and therefore partners are not allowed to tell each other, no doing laundry in the chatzar. That's an okay thing to do in the chatzar, according to everybody. Now, continue discussing this. The pasuk tells us, "Va'itim einav merayz bara." One who closes his eyes from seeing bad, he's praised very highly. So, Rechib Rabba tells us, what's this referring to? It's referring to a person who doesn't look at the women when they're doing their laundry. So, the Gemara asks, "Hey, Chidami, what are we referring to?" Meaning, what's the situation the pasuk's talking about that if a person closes his eyes, he's praised highly? If there's another way for him to go, he doesn't have to pass by these women that are doing their laundry. Rasha who? He's a Rasha if he passes by them, even if he closes his eyes when he's walking by. He shouldn't be going down this direction anyway. And Idelekadachachrisa, if there isn't another way for him to go, Onasu, he's an Ines, so what's the pasuk referring to? And the answer is, Idelekadachachrisa, really referring to where the guy doesn't have any other way to go. He has to go this direction and pass by the women that are doing their laundry. But Vafiluhachi, nonetheless, Mibayalele Menes Nafshe, he has to be Ma'anis himself, meaning he has to force himself to close his eyes and not look at them, and that's who the pasuk is referring to, is praised highly, that even though he's allowed to be walking in this direction, because he has no other choice, if he closes his eyes, he deserves a lot of praise. If he doesn't, so then he's not a Rasha or a Tzaddik, but if he does, he's a Tzaddik. And we said we're going to continue bringing his name up. Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Yechon the following, how is the chaluk, the undergarment of a Talmud Chacham, supposed to look? This was like some sort of long undershirt that they used to wear. What is a Talmud Chacham supposed to look like? And the answer is, this is if his flesh can't be seen underneath it, meaning he wears it very, very long, and it basically goes down to his toes, so you can't see any of his skin. What about talus of a Talmud Chacham Ketzad? How is a talus of a Talmud Chacham supposed to be? This is his overgarment. And the answer is, Kol she'in chalukah near mitachtav tefach. That's if you can't see a tefach of his chaluk, his undergarment, peeking out from underneath his overgarment. We continue, Shulchan shel Talmud Chacham Ketzad? What about the table of a Talmud Chacham? How is that supposed to be? And the answer is, Shnei shlishei gedil. Two-thirds of it is supposed to be covered with a woven tablecloth. That's where the bread goes on, and this tablecloth is meant to be kept clean so that people who are eating are able to wipe their hands and face on it. And shlish galoy, a third of the table is revealed. It's open. It doesn't have a tablecloth on it. And on top of the open part, the one that doesn't have a tablecloth, that's where the plates and the vegetables are placed. These would make the tablecloth dirty, making it uncomfortable or embarrassing for the people who are sitting by the table to use it as a napkin of sorts. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham is going to make sure that two-thirds of the table is only meant for the tablecloth, and the other three will have the food that could potentially dirty the tablecloth. Now, we do talk about the table of the Tabatim Machutz. The ring of this table is on the outside. Their tables were actually very small. They were kind of like personal tables. Maybe what you would find like a pizza shop where maybe two or three people could sit on it, and they had these rings or hooks on it to hang up after the person was finished eating. So that ring is supposed to be on the outside. Ask more, hold on a second, about Tanya Tabatim Bifnim. We have a brass that says that the ring is supposed to be on the inside. And the answer is like, Kasha, no problem. Had Eke Yanuka, Had Lake Yanuka. One's referring to where there's a kid there. The other one's referring to where there isn't a kid there. If there's a kid there, so you want to have the ring on the outside so he doesn't play with it. But if there isn't a kid there, so you're going to have it facing inside so the waiter doesn't bump into this ring that's sticking out. If you buy the same alternative, we can answer, answer. Both are talking about where there isn't a kid there. Volakasha, still no problem. One's talking about where there's a servant. One's talking about where there isn't a servant. If there's a servant, you want to make sure that the ring is facing inside, and that way he doesn't bump into it. Whereas if there isn't a servant, you'd want to have it facing outside, so it doesn't bother that people are eating. Alternatively, we could say, both situations are talking about where there is a servant. Volakasha, there's still not a problem. One's talking about during the day, the other's referring to at night. During the day, the servant can see it, so it's facing outwards. The other one is referring to where it's nighttime, so the servant can't really see it, and therefore it's facing inwards towards the people eating. Now, this was all referring to the table of a Talmud Chacham. Mishalama Aretz, what about the table of Alma Aretz? It's like a bonfire, Ukaderes Makifas I saw, with the pots surrounding it. That's usually the way you would cook food, is you have the bonfire in the middle, and then the pots are all around the fire. So too, Alma Aretz, he sets his table completely covered with the tablecloth, and the bread's in the middle, and all the plates are around it. Now the food is going to get the tablecloth dirty, and the people are not going to be able to use it as a napkin. And last year, Rabbanan was asked, how's a bed of Talmud Chacham supposed to look? The answer is, the only thing that's underneath it is sandals during the summer and shoes during the winter. That's just the type of foot gear that they used to wear during these seasons. However, Shalama Aretz, how does underneath of the bed of an Alma Aretz look? It looks like a storage house. It's a big balagan. There's a whole bunch of stuff underneath it, shoes and kalim and maybe even food. And that's the way an Alma Aretz acts. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more members from Bana. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.